This is the Press Pass here on KXL 1-9, 1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. Press Pass is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the show brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first and has since 1951. For more information, visit prescription-center.com. Celtics lost one of their iconic figures. Coach and player Casey Jones died at the age of 88. A tremendous individual and a tremendous champion with the Boston Celtics. And it seems like one of the big themes of 2020 has been, you know, such an incredible amount of loss, and the Celtics have certainly felt that with the passing of Tommy Heinsohn and now Casey Jones. More on that from Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge in just a little bit. Let's first look back at the basketball from last night as the Celtics took on the Nets on Christmas Day and are now 1-1 on the season after that loss to the Brooklyn Nets, who are just playing at an incredible level right now, where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, granted it's only two games into the year, but they seem like individuals who are on a mission. They have a great deep team around them as well. Celtics fell 123-95. This was a close game pretty much until the third quarter. Late in the third quarter, Nets put it away and did not look back. Kyrie, in his first regular season game at TD Garden since leaving the Celtics, dropped 37 points on the Boston Celtics. And Kevin Durant, solid as well. Here is Brad Stevens. Hey, Brad, curious your general thoughts after this one, and also what type of message is Brooklyn sending with the way they are beginning this season?
Well, I don't think there's any question. And I said this last week when we played them before the exhibition game, and then today, I thought we competed way better today than we did last week. I thought that we had the right frame of mind. The game got away from us there in the start of the fourth, and they poured it on. And that's the thing. They're very capable of pouring it on. I think it's the deepest team in the NBA. And, you know, quite possibly, you know, certainly in the conversation for the best. And so we know that we have a lot of work to do. That's very clear. And we know what we have to shoot for. And so good to know. I thought our guys gave a good effort at the start, and then we just, again, got away from us in the fourth.
Also talked with Marcus Smart. Hey, Marcus, just your thoughts on the type of basketball that Brooklyn is playing here early in the season. Are you surprised they're playing this good this quickly?
Definitely not. You got two of the greatest players in the game today, you know, and they got some great players around them to follow. So, you know, we're not surprised, you know, we just got to come out and be better. We have to be precise with everything we do. We have to execute to the best of our ability, because that's what they force you to do. They force you to have to be almost perfect, and you have to respect that.
Celtics beat the Bucks on a three-pointer by Jason Tatum that banked in. So the Celtics at 1-1 on the year after taking on two of the best teams in the league. Here is Jason Tatum. Hey, Jason, curious as to where you think the team is at through two games this year. Brad had talked about what was going to have to take place in order for this to be a good team this year. What is your sense after these first two games? Do you think you're moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I do. You know, first two games of the season, you know, I think, you know, we played two of the best teams in the league, and I think it was a good test to kind of see where we're at. And, you know, I like where we're at, but obviously we got a long way to go. It's only the second game of the season, so. But I think these first two games was great for us. Like I said, we played two of the best teams in the league, and, you know, just going to build off of it.
Jaylen Brown has looked like a man on a mission as well in these first couple of games, and it's clear the ball is in his hands a lot more, and he is a playmaker for this team right now. His role has evolved, even from last year where he became an all-star caliber. He's even stepped beyond that. He had 8 rebounds, 27 points last night. Hey, Jaylen, you've mentioned a couple times embracing the new role that you have this year, and I was hoping you could touch upon, you know, what that, how you view that role. In that, is it different than previous seasons?
I mean, I think it's obvious. If you want me to touch on it, I will. But, you know, just having a more of a responsibility, usage rate is higher, ball in my hands, a lot more responsibility. So, I think, you know, the difference is obvious.
It's been clear through the first couple games that Tatum and Brown are taking on additional roles as playmakers. The ball is in their hands a lot, And Celtics' success is going to be largely based upon how good can they be this year. Can they play with guys like Durant and Irving in terms of efficiency and usage? Here is Brad Stevens on Tatum. Hey, Brad. Hope all is well with you. Jason has talked about wanting to evolve into being more of a playmaker this year, more of a ball handler. And I'm curious as to where you see him in that realm and how important it is for him to find that spot for this group.
Well, he's been that for us, right? I mean, he played with the ball a ton all 3 years, but certainly last year more than any of them. Drew a lot of double teams, and I think what he's referring to is just making the quickest right reads. But I think you saw in the bubble his passing was big time. Like he was putting the ball on the money. He was making the right read quickly. He draws a lot of attention, so guys around him have to be ready. But he's got the vision to do that. He's going to draw the attention where he's going to have to do that. And I think it's just, you know, part of his, you know, continued growth is, you know, all the great players can kill you in a variety of ways. And, you know, making the right read on a pass is, you know, a big part of that.
Brad has challenged the Celtics after the preseason and in these first couple games this year to be better, and they're going to need to be better in order to be a good team this year. Not a championship caliber team, but a good team this year. I talked with Daniel Tice about that. Daniel, hope all is well with you. Brad just said we have a lot of growth that has to occur in order for this team to be good. Do you feel like you guys are that far off from being a good basketball team this year?
I wouldn't say far off, but obviously without Kemba and Tristan didn't play a game yet with us, so we still got a way to go. We got to find our rhythm. Tristan got to find his like spot, how to play with JT, JB, all those guys. And he's been in the league for a while. He had great players he played with. But it's obviously a different system and everything, so you probably need some time too. But also we saw in our preseason games, we have a lot to improve. So that's our main focus, just on us, not who we play or against who we play, like any player or team. It's just about us right now.
Peyton Pritchard's been a lot of fun to watch the first couple games that he has had with the Celtics. Here is the Celtics rookie guard. Hey, Peyton, hope all is well with you. Brad has talked about how he's kind of defined roles for guys and talked to them about how they can impact winning. And I'm curious as to how you think that you can impact winning for the group this year, and what do you think your role may be in terms of playing time?
You know, with that, I'll just have to keep working and, you know, my role I'll figure out as we go. But for me, I think just coming in with the intensity, a grit, bringing it on both ends of the floor, tempo when I have the ball in my hands, bringing tempo when I don't, being ready to space the floor, knock down shots, but really just coming in with the intensity on defense and trying to bring a spark.
All right, Peyton Pritchard right there, and let's talk about another guard in Celtics history, and one who's number 25 is retired in the rafters, an individual that was as emblematic of anybody of the Celtics' success, an individual who won 11 championships as a Boston Celtic, 8 as a player in the 50s and 60s, 3 as a coach, 2 as a head coach, and 1 as an assistant. Larry Bird said that Casey Jones was the nicest human being I have ever met in my life. He was a gracious man, not just to his players, but to all. Here is Celtics head coach Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, I got a call today on my way in, and I think I ever met him. Certainly didn't spend time with him. But I had to stop for a minute because, you know, I just think the way that he was revered by the players he played with, by the people he worked with, by the players that played for him, you know, he was special. And, you know, we've had this too much recently with some of our, you know, greatest winners and greatest people that have been a part of this organization. And it's, you know, on a day that I think people always value their time with family and friends, and that's been, you know, obviously hampered by the year that we've all had. You know, that's a real tough blow. So our condolences are with his family. You know, from my standpoint, you know, again, you're talking about a 12-time champion in the NBA, won a couple at San Francisco. Like, the basketball is the basketball, but his legacy and the character of a person, you know, has been something that I've heard constantly about since I've been here.
Danny Ainge was a part of that 1986 team. Here is the Celtics director of basketball operations.
So first of all, Merry Christmas to everybody. And this is a sad day for the Jones family, and all of our prayers are with them. And I did talk to Kip Jones earlier on the way into the arena today, Casey's son. Casey was a great coach to play for. He was a class act, and everybody knew that. And yet he had this competitive edge that was fierce. And so you wanted to do all you could to please Casey as a coach, but he had this gentleness and kindness that, you know, at the right time, he knew what to say, but was a great leader of men. And, you know, the 4 years, we went to the 4 years in a row into the finals with KC and won the championship twice. And he was just, he was a joy to be around, not just in winning, but, like I said, a class act and a guy that was a pleasure to be around. And I looked at him as a mentor and a friend and much more than a coach.
Celtics legend Casey Jones has passed at the age of 88.